Underneath ferry passengers watching for whales, crew members navigating the ship, and cars waiting to be offloaded is a very different world. A very loud world. Within the Testamina, mostly below the water level, is the engine room, a cavernous space filled with generators, shafts, boilers, and more, all of the machinery needed to run the 380-foot ship. Third engineer Frank Rogers says the engineers and oilers follow routines and monitor the equipment.
Mostly, as a watchstander, I just keep my eyes and ears open and walk around and look at everything, make sure there's nothing's making any kind of weird sounds. I use my nose and make sure nothing's burning up.
They spend much of their time watching meters in a gray, metal-lined, box-like office away from all daylight. Second engineer Dennis Crum says they develop their own lifestyle.
You have two half days within one normal day. So you have 2 days in most people's one-day period. So you get up twice, you go down twice, you sleep twice. You wear your teeth out brushing them too, because you get to brush your teeth when you get up twice and go down twice, you know? It's a good thing, actually.
Crum is ending a four-hour monitoring shift. Chief Engineer Kenneth Hammer says there's a four-hour time limit because of the low drone that constantly fills the office and the bursts of noise anytime the door opens.
You know, it doesn't. The noise doesn't bother me per se immediately, you know, when you're there. But it's something you're probably not even aware of as far as fatiguing. That it will fatigue you as time goes on.
The team of six engineers and oilers work in pairs and spend most of their time with each other in the machinery. Crum says, to a degree, they've developed their own social code.
You tend to learn to not ask anybody too many questions about their personal lives.
Because they may tell you the answer.
You might not want to know too much about who you're working with this close for this long time.
Especially about certain topics.
Every time I come down here and start talking about my dreams, everybody gets all fidgety.
Have you heard what you've told us?
Though they limit their conversation, the engineers say they still develop tight friendships with each other. But Crum says, unlike other crew members, they don't try to develop relationships with passengers or community members from along the route.
I don't really wish to know anybody out here. It's a hard relationship to maintain if you were to get to know somebody out here in these towns, because we're busy at home. So I don't interact with communities here much.
Roger says he likes his life on the ship because of the relationships the month-on, month-off work schedule help him maintain at home.
Do I like it? I like my life. I like the time off. I like going home and being away from work for long periods of time and being able to actually spend weeks and months with my wife and family and, you know, not have to think about getting up every morning and going to work when I'm home. And then when I come to work, things I like about it is I don't have to commute.
Rogers and the others live in a separate world, underneath the rest of the ship, away from most people, and surrounded by noise. And that's the way they like it. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.